James and John have just come up to Jesus and asked him to grant them whatever they wish for. When Jesus has asked them what they want, they've told him that they want for one of them to sit at his right hand and the other at his left hand in his kingdom. In other words, James and John want to be the chief ministers in the new messianic kingdom that they believe Jesus is going to set up in Jerusalem.
"You don't know what you're asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink, or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink, and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared."
What Jesus is telling his disciples is that the path to greatness in the kingdom of God is the path of suffering. But they naively don't understand. They assure Jesus they can go through whatever Jesus himself goes through in order to get the promotions thereafter. Jesus looks at them and knows that after his resurrection, they will both eventually suffer for him. But they still have a lot to learn that they just can't understand right now. Jesus tells them that you cannot ask God for the rewards of greatness in the kingdom. God will award them to those whom he desires. Because the thing is, James and John have no clue what greatness in the kingdom of God actually means. I wonder what went through Jesus' mind when James and John assured him that they were indeed able to drink the cup that Jesus would drink and be baptized with his same baptism. Jesus was, of course, referring to Calvary. We all have foolish promises that we've made to Jesus that we failed to keep. Think of one of yours. What did you learn from that experience, and how did it bring you closer to Jesus?